Welcome to Cowboy Church with your host, Russ Weaver, and Susie McIntyre. So sit back and enjoy some good singing, some great testimony, and some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cowboy Church. My name is Susie McIntyre Eaton.
And I'm Russ Weaver.
Is that who you are?
Still.
We're so glad that you joined us today. It's an honor. It's an honor for us to be here with you. And I was driving down here from Oklahoma today, and I thought, you know, people don't understand what it is, what it takes to do this. The crew has come in from Branson. They've stayed 2 days. You're here. I drive down from Oklahoma, and it's all gets to done together, and nobody knows that we're just kind of here, there, wherever, you know. They don't care. They just want a good message.
Yeah.
They just want a good message.
Well, nothing, my dad used to say, nothing ever really happens unless you do a little work with it.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Little work, little organization. Mm-hmm. And really, I feel it's such a privilege to be able to work at this.
Yes.
This is the greatest thing that is going on, you know, and it affects people's lives for eternity.
That's right.
And that's what I want to be a part of.
And it is really, really neat to be able to read the stories of how people's lives are affected. I mean, they will write us letters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's the address on the screen. You can write us letters, and we get those letters.
Yeah.
And we read those. And then to hear things on our website, the little things on the website and on the Facebook, your comments really, really help us. So sit back, relax. I hope you enjoy Cowboy Church today.
It took me a while to get to where I am now, and this song kind of tells the whole story of where I was to where I am now. It's called Wake Up Call.
Fears. I was going places I'd never been, living life so full of sin. The late one night I heard the good news. It was a still small voice that shook my soul right out of the blue. A wake up call from Jesus wanting me to know the truth. He said, child, this is your wake-up call. And prayed, Lord, please help me out.
A few years ago, 19 to be exact, in July of 1989, there was a great tragedy happened in Cheyenne Frontier Days in Cheyenne, Wyoming. A champion bull rider went down in the arena that day and was killed, and the career bull riding career of Lane Frost was ended. His mama, Elsie Frost, and his dad, they came, his dad's name is Clyde, they came to me and they asked me to sing a particular song that was one of Lane's favorites. And I sang this song at his funeral. And that no matter what is going on in our lives, no matter what's happening, we have the assurance when we know Jesus that one of these days we are going to be in heaven. And it's a good thing that there's going to be green pastures, especially for us that like the green grass for our horses and cattle. Troubles and trials often betray us, causing the weary body to stray. But we shall walk beside the still water with the good shepherd leading the way. Those who have strayed were sought by the Master, He who once gave His life for the sheep. Out on the mountain still He is searching, bringing them in for heaven to keep. Going up home to
today, I'm going to be talking about the altar. A lot of times when we talk about the altar, what we talk about is a place where we can come to kneel and a place that we can seek God, and that is true. But when you begin to look back at where the altar was the place for sacrifice. And what sacrifice involved was death. Yeah. When sacrifice happened in the Old Testament, the sacrifice was a life was taken from something or someone. And there was a reason for that, is to make atonement for another life to happen. And so when we look at the altar, oftentimes when we think that's a place we go to pray, we think of it, it's a sweet, gentle, nice place. But the truth of the matter is we need to change the way we look at the altar. The altar is a place of sacrifice. It's a place of death. And so I'm going to start out in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The word reasonable is the catchword there. Your reasonable service, it's reasonable because the type of sacrifice that we make at the altar that we get to pray at is a living sacrifice. The Bible says, present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So we get to look at that, and that's what we're going to look at today. Let me just pray before we get started. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that today that you would help us understand a living sacrifice, what it means and what it means to you, and the walk that you've called us to, and the walk that you've required of us, and the sacrifice that we are to allow to happen in our lives. Lord, I pray today that somebody would catch this for the reason of their eternity, for the reason of their families, for the reason of their life in general. God, that we could understand what it means to be a living sacrifice. Lord, I pray for a rich anointing on this message today, because I feel, Lord, like it's so important for us. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Now, at an altar, we talked sacrifice means death. The first thing we look at is death happens at an altar. What's happening when we begin to pray, when we commit our life to Christ? The Bible says that we're born again. In other words, there's new life happens in us. I've always said it's like the new life is the baby brother. The old life, our carnal nature, is the older brother, because it was alive before that. But now we've kicked into this new life of being born again of the Spirit. And this spiritual man is the baby brother. So what happens is, we go along and older brother has the biggest influence. And that's not good in this case. The reason it's not good is because the older brother, the Bible calls him the old man. He's the one that brings sin. He's the one that happened when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. That old man, that old carnal nature was born into us. And because it's born into us, who we are is we're carnal. And when we are born again, he's still with us. As long as you can grab your flesh and feel it, as long as you can hear or see, that's all part of the flesh. And that's part of the carnal nature. And it always lines up with the devil better than what it lines up with God. It always does. So what we do at an altar is we begin to align ourselves with the Spirit of God. And when we do that, something's got to die. Something's got to die. And just to get the principle of it, John chapter 12, verse 24, the Bible says that when a seed is put in the ground, that seed has to die. Now, what that means is that seed gives up its seediness. It has to be broken. It has to be willing to adjust. And when it does, little roots begin to flow out of the bottom of it, and stems of life that creep through the ground, and they begin to show out of the top of it, and a new life that is not seed life, but abundant life begins to grow out of that seed. But the seed must be willing to concede itself. That seed concede, I guess that would be a way to put it. So the seed must die in order for life to happen. Paul said it like this in 1 Corinthians 15:31. Paul said, I love what Paul said, because it gives all of us hope. Paul said, I die daily. I die daily. Now, what that means is our old carnal nature being a part of us, that we will be fighting a spiritual battle that is a battle for eternity. And that spiritual battle has to do with the battle between our spirit man and our carnal man. And our carnal nature wants us to sin. Our carnal nature wants us to look at things that we shouldn't look at. Our carnal nature, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life, those things will put us in a position where we don't honor God. And so Paul gets up every morning. He said, I, in order to function as a born-again Christian, he said, I die daily. Now, for those of you who don't know it, the guy who wrote that also wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. If the guy who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament says that I die daily, you know where we're going with this, don't you? It's good enough for him. We probably should be, probably, that's the right way to say that. I get some of my Texas slang in there every once in a while. We probably should be aware that our carnal nature has to be taken care of every single day. There's a daily battle. That's why we recommend that people read your Bible every day. It's why we recommend that people pray every day. That's the reason that we recommend that people go to church and have fellowship. Those are the standards for a feeding program for your new life. And your new life is with this spirit man that is now living in you. So this spirit man has to be fed. And Paul said it like this. Not only does a spirit man have to be fed, but the carnal man has to be killed, destroyed. He put it in a really tough word. It has to be killed. Well, we don't kill our flesh. But we have to allow God working in us to put away our fleshly, carnal, sinful desires and nature. Now, my brother and I'm the older brother, by the way, and I hate to admit that because that makes me the carnal guy. But my brother and I was the older brother, and for years, well, I could strong arm my way into his life. We got my way when I decided we were going to get my way. If I was feeling nice, I'd let him have some of his way. But man, if I needed to, I'm the older brother. We're going to do this, and we would do this because I'm in charge. But there came a day when I realized that it probably would be wise for me not to push the issue, because now Randy has become strong. He's become mature, and he has become a threat to my older brother leadership. Now, sometimes I still get to lead, but the way I get to lead now is through diplomacy, because I cannot force my brother to do what he doesn't want to do anymore. The reason is he grew up, and our whole carnal nature has to die daily, and our spirit man has to be fed to the point where our spirit man becomes the one that is in charge. And the old nature has to die. And Paul says, I die daily. I make sure I take care of that old carnal geezer. Now, dying to our sinful nature doesn't mean that we give up. I want to read to you it's one of the most difficult passages in the New Testament to me. And it's Timothy. And Timothy says this. He says, let me just read it exactly. It says, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ, now catch this, everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart iniquity. That means leave it. Iniquity. What is iniquity? Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ stop sinning. So, Russ, this is the New Testament. And I have guys all the time, they only read Ephesians, by the way. All the time they tell me, they said, I committed my life to Christ. I'm a Christian. I can do this. It's okay. God's grace is sufficient. You know, they know all of those verses to quote. And they still like to live like the devil. They like to live in the bars. They like to hang around with people that are heathen. They don't abstain from sinful activities. They cheat on their wife. They destroy their children. Their profanity is out the wazoo. It's just, but they say, but I love Jesus, so it's okay. And I have a lot of trouble with that. And the reason I do is this verse of scripture. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart. Now, I realize I'm in some of your living rooms, and I appreciate you letting us in your living room. And I don't want to be ugly. I don't want it to sound like we're. But sometimes, friends, we need to take hold of our old carnal nature and choke that out of our life. We need to depart. The Bible says, don't even begin to make a place for sin in your life. Don't prepare a place so you have the ability to sin. You don't want to do that. Not at all, ever. The Bible says, depart iniquity. Now, here's where grace comes in. You're not going to get it right all the time. But God knows your heart. If you are aimed at the right direction, and that's what repentance is aiming at the right direction, at the straight and narrow path, and you happen to slip and fall, God's grace is sufficient.
Right there on our screen today, there's a QR code that will take you to a place where you can donate to Cowboy Church. We rely on those donations, and thank you so much for being faithful to keep us on the air. On the website, you can go there, and if you have missed an episode, click on videos, and you will be able to go back to old episodes and see what you've missed. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Cowboy Church.